Hello, this is Evie Burke of One Insight Closer, and you are listening to the introduction to the Keep in Touch module number 5, the initial phone call. And this module covers what to do when you're making that initial phone call with somebody to get to know them better or to reconnect and find out, you know, what's going on in their lives right now, both personally and professionally. So this, there's a lot of good information here around the phone calls, what to do after the phone calls, when to add emails to the mix. And I want to talk just a little bit about the phone calls in particular and the follow-up sequence. So if you are not getting somebody live on the phone and you're leaving voicemails, I want to encourage you to pace your follow-up. And I have some suggestions in the module about what that pacing looks like. And basically, you don't want to be calling somebody every other day and saying, hey, I'm just reaching out to you again. I want to have a coffee with you. Give me a call back. You know, you want to not make a pest of yourself. And I know because you're in this program that you don't want to do that. That's one of the things you want to avoid at all costs. So I encourage you, you know, after the first reach out, to maybe wait 3 days and then reach out again. And then after that, you're probably going to wait and reach out anywhere from 4 to 7 days. And you probably don't want to be reaching out more than once a week after that first week. So I have that all kind of mapped out for you there in the module and when you might want to think about adding email, just because sometimes people respond better to email, or if they have your phone number in the email, they can add that, they can call you back and not have to try to jot down the phone number as you're saying it over the phone or in the message. And the other thing I want to highlight in this module is setting your intention. And a sneak peek going forward is you're going to be using this again. Setting your intention is so important. It's easy to overlook, but it's very, very powerful. So I'm just going to walk you through it really quickly here. You have it all written out for you in the module. But there are 3 steps to setting your intention. So specifically for the phone call that you're making, you want to think about, how do I want to feel while I'm on the call? So another way you could think of this is, who do I want to be? So do you want to feel, or do you want to be confident, sure of yourself, joyful, excited, approachable, warm, whatever feels like what it is that you want to be, who you want to be on that call during that interaction, write that down. What energy level do you want to be at? Everybody at this point should have had their debrief or listened to a debrief. So think about, what energy level do I want to be at? Do I want to be a 3? Do I want to be a 4? Do I want to be a 5? What might that look like? How might my wording change if I'm coming from that level versus a different one? Okay, and another thing to think about or to keep in mind while you're thinking about how you want to feel and who you want to be while you're on the call is to only use powerful wording. It's so much more powerful. Only use positive wording. Did I say that right? Because it is so much more powerful. You don't want to have an intention that says, I don't want to be weak. Because think of it this way. If I tell you not to think of a pink elephant, what immediately pops into your head? Pink elephant, right? So when you're setting your intention, say, I want to think, or I want to be this way, right? So step number 2 is, remember a specific time when you felt that way and write it down and describe it in as much detail as you can. You know, the more complete the picture, the better, okay? And the purpose of this is to really be present to that feeling that you want to have in the call, that person that you are being or that you want to be. So take the time to remember, when did I really feel that way? When was I that way? And what did that feel like? What did that look like? And then number three, what is your ideal outcome? So what do you want to happen as a result of the phone call? So it's probably you want to reach them, you want to talk to them, and you want to set up a time to meet with them. And so write that down. That's your ideal outcome of that phone call. All right? So I encourage you, anytime you go to pick up the phone, set that intention. Go through these steps. It's so powerful, and it just makes sure that you're walking in with the right attitude, that the stuff that might have been weighing you down earlier in the day, that you're able to kind of shake it off. You know, just think of a wet dog shaking, and any, you know, frustration or anxiety that you have, think of yourself like shaking it off, just like a dog is shaking off that water. And think about bringing in that feeling that you want, being that person that you want, and having that interaction go exactly the way that you picture it. All right? So that is the end of the module for the initial phone call, module 5. If you have any questions about anything, we're always only a week or two away from our Q&A calls. So feel free to bring any of your questions or anything you want to be coached around to those Q&A calls. If you are a private client or a group program VIP, then you can bring those. I encourage you to bring those to our one-on-one sessions. And I look forward to talking with you all soon. I will see you next week in Module 6.